the best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday.
It is a Tuesday. Good morning. Yes. How's level 4 treating you? Getting grips with it? Okay. Can we continue from where we left off last week? We spoke about green flags instead of red flags. All right. Here's another twist to the, to add to the dimension of what we spoke about last week. Ladies, is it a red flag when a guy ticks all the boxes when he's too good to be true? Wouldn't you just like a perfect relationship? Yes, life is not perfect, but a perfect relationship? Perfect in imperfection. Isn't this why women yearn for that guy, the perfect guy, who just ticks all the right boxes? Or is that a red flag? He's being genuine. And in him being genuine, he's hiding something. Why? Too perfect. Hanti, chiklos, mabizela. Are, I was told many years ago that I'm too decent. That's why I get rejected. I still do not understand why being decent is a problem. Hence the hashtag, when he's too good to be true. Micha Mokhotsi, on the other hand, says he also got the very same thing. And when he changed to become a typical guy, they rejected him. And we asked him, why did you change? Why? He says, to suit them. But if you're a decent guy, if you're a guy who ticks all the boxes, that's what you should be 24/7. Anyway, girls, today little Rosanit, la rat a la rat, le mo concord. When it comes to dating, most of the time women have a checklist of what they want in a guy. However, what happens when he checks all the right boxes? He ticks all the right boxes. Does it automatically mean that there are red flags that you should look out for? I mean, if you think about it, on paper, women want perfection. Yet they prefer a bit of imperfection. So once a man they are vibing with doesn't show a single flaw, she'll want to pump the brakes and start looking for flaws. Could this be due to trust issues? Or could this be the adage, if you think something is too good to be true, it probably is. So therefore, you're probably right. Is that a red flag though? And why is that a problem if he ticks all the right boxes? Maybe he was raised well. Like I said, we have men who are raised by single mothers. He can cook, he can clean, he can take care of himself. He is like born there. Better than you, actually. Why is that a red flag? Okay, Gandhi, what is a perfect guy? Tell me.
So hanging out there with her. Best part. 15 minutes to 10. Don't forget, my top 10 battle is coming up.
But Reki Ari, women reject perfect guys because women love projects.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on when he is good to be true. Because he's too confident. Never forget that there's a huge difference between confidence and arrogance. I mean, if he walks around like he's the best thing that ever happened to you, he's probably less in love with you and more in love with himself. So make sure he's confident, yet humble. After all, you don't want to stick with a guy who loves looking into his own eyes more than he likes looking into yours. 2, when he is too good to be true, you can't point out any flaws of his flaws. He never shows any weakness. In fact, he has led you to believe that he has none, which is obviously not the case. Everyone has flaws. And the fact that he's hiding there may just mean that he has a big skeleton in the closet. You should be skeptical. Maybe that's why. Prepare yourself, because his true colors may just finally come out. The last teaspoon of the three teaspoon, when he is too good to be true, he avoids talking about himself. I mean, when having a conversation with the guy, look out for signs to see if he's diverting your questions. If you ask him specific things about his interest, instead he will try flirting and say things like, "Now, are you first? Come on." I mean, eh? Probably that's a sign. Unfortunately, some people are too good to be true, but not all of them. So, what is a perfect guy, girls? Bals. Bari Luna. When he ticks all the boxes. Bye. Why, Liliso? Why? Why is that a red flag?
I think it's a fear of... We like to maintain the status quo as people. You know, you keep anticipating you're going to get disappointed by another human being. Therefore, when they tick the boxes. Now, Connor, these are traits that you've created yourself, eh? Because this list is yours.
And based on your choices.
Your own choices. Mm-hmm. So you create a list, but it scares you as a person when somebody meets all of those things. But I think the conversation that we're not having is that every time you then reject a person who has all of these qualities, what you're essentially doing as a woman is that you are changing the character of this man for the next person, you know.
Ooh,
so you are
now we're breaking news like Khampepe.
You're ruining them. Essentially, you are tainting them. You're tainting their personality, because this person, I get him to perfect, ne? But they tick all the right boxes.
Yes.
And then you tell them that's not good enough. What makes you think that person is going to walk into the next relationship
with the same
template, aling willing to be vulnerable for a woman?
You are actually echoing what most of the guys are saying here. Most of them say that I was that decent guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told, no, you're too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy even goes, Masiho Kisigo Are, he went on to say, he went on to change to become what is typical. Only for him to then be rejected.
Of course, you're going to be rejected, because now you are falling into the trap of every other guy. You know, you're being this person who's not necessarily good to be in a relationship with. But as women, we fear our own value so much that when you find a good thing, you push it away simply because you are anticipating that it will hurt you, not knowing how you're ruining banababatu unnecessarily.
Paranoia!
It's paranoia. And it's just simple. If you're not ready to awaken the feelings of somebody else, don't ruin him for the next person.
Describe for me a perfect man, ladies. For you. Obviously for you. Give me that checklist. Give him a... Let me tell you who it says. Who's still? Trader Man says, recently I had a fight with my partner. Why? Because she was accusing me of things she thinks I am doing, excluding cheating. Funny enough. I sat her down and told her how much I value our relationship. I think she was too scared that I was too clean, didn't have skeletons. Women, I should do. Muntu lenashu. Muntu are. T, you just asked South African women to describe their perfect men. This is how they will describe us. Sweet, but also sour. Hot, but also cold. Trustworthy, but also shady. Kind, but also rough. Generous, but also stingy. Cheater, but sometimes loyal. If I've missed anything, he says, gents, please add, # when he is too good to be true. Keep those voice notes coming through. Remember, most of your voice notes are not coming through. I'll tell you why. Because of the new T's and C's of WhatsApp. You must first accept them. That is, if you want to. And then when he sends you that thank you note, then you'll see... I will see your voice notes coming through this site. Otherwise, I really implore you to go and use our Telegram platform as well. Same number, 0636880959.
Beautiful topic. Yeah, topic ya how, Barati. Eh, Barati, now, unfortunately, I'm there. Kikamukhare khayone. That situation right now, man. Eh, met guy. And like, yo, this guy, I can't concentrate. Look on Maricon, like, constantly. He's there. He's just too good to be true.
Mother,
you know what, Brady? I think I have deprived myself from being happy for so long.
Yeah.
That anyangena. Nyangena, Brady.
Yeah.
But you have to tell joke to the Tungisani.
Tungisani,
guys. Tungisani, I am there. The red flags are there. He's too good to be true. Mara, I'm going for it.
So again.
Thank you for the beautiful show.
Thank you.
I loved your conversation with Mbali at 11, you know.
Agir. And I know, she's only 3 teaspoons. Aria, come. I know you're itching. You are itching.
So, yeah. Just to add on to what Mbali was saying, to our beautiful brothers, when you allow us to change you because of the issues we have, you're allowing us to compromise your relationship with yourself. You're allowing us to knock your self-esteem, and don't do that. Don't do that for us broken people who don't know what we want. We say we want one thing, but our actions don't mirror that. Then to add on to another thing you and Bali were talking about, in that you reminded me of a wonderful quote, Bob Marley, but he was saying it to the men, but today it applies to the women.
Thank you.
Coward is the human being that evokes love in another that does with no intention to reciprocate it.
Ladies,
with your standards. Oh, wow. Did you just want to know me?
Yes. With yourself.
You can't evoke love in someone else with no intention to love them back.
Thank you.
So that's what I wanted to just add, because your conversation was so...
Well, where are you quiet, ne?
Sometimes...
I'm quiet.
Yeah, I was the same guy, 7 minutes past 11. I was like, you, Mar, these two are so profound, you know?
Thank you.
I wish I was in the studio so I could just run through and just say, Nina, Luna, I...
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-00959.
Hey, man. What was our phone, Mwanyan? You are single. Or you are currently dating. And chances are you are in this particular position that we're talking about. Hori, he ticks all the right boxes. Mara, your heart or your intuition says, something is wrong. Why? Talk to me. Musa.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, man.
First time on radio.
Hey! I'm gonna put a jive, Musa.
Yeah, I'm laughing. What a dilemma.
Hey! Tell me.
My man, Bali said it.
Yeah.
Said it mouthful. When she speaks about this, my heart just got like, brr.
Yeah.
I said, yeah. Ukulumile.
Ukadil.
The biggest challenge that we normally face as men is that women will go to sleep and have gitor or wajol and wake up and confront you and say, kimang. Now we end up fighting.
Yeah.
Question is, what wrong have I done?
Yeah.
Should I go back to sleep and fight her back? Now we are sitting off trying to be good men, doing what is right.
Yeah.
At our own best. But they are chasing us away. Then they say there's no men. There's no love anymore. What do we do?
Do you find that, Musa, that every time you meet someone, you need to first rescue them from the claws of their past relationship before you can introduce yourself fully?
I like what you're saying, which I think, again, we must act like we're in an interview. Mm-hmm. We must find out, who are you, where are you from, why are you here, and what happened? I guess that's going to be something that is going to help us understand, who am I dating now, and why are we here, and where are we going?
Because another question that women are asking, Hori, if you are this perfect guy, you're ticking all the boxes in your age, around 30s, why are you still available? Why?
Remember, time doesn't say anything, but the questions, the transitional part that you came from, that you arrived to this point, allows you to be either single or with someone.
Or simply put, Musa, you were with the wrong hands.
Exactly. From day one, you've been cooked with a different spice. Now you told yourself, look, I need to change.
Thank you, Musa.
And you're choosing a different path.
Thank you. TK.
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
Come on, you're right.
Hey, are you sure, Mdase?
Mdase, mamela, ngithi manje ithole ukuthi umnikazi engizokhuluma ngayo indaba, I think ulalele. Mamela ke.
Hayi, sizombiza umnikazi. Umnikazi uthini?
Mamela ke, Mdase. I situation ila, ne? Being a Soweto girl, being raised by boys, being raised by men, hanging out with men, and guess what? You end up being this woman outside, being a man inside.
You're socialized that way, yeah.
Yes. So now you get more stronger when you're sitting down. You tick the box. Okay, he's too clean. Okay, he's what? Okay, he's what? Okay, you check the signs. You check everything. Because now I'm this TK who is hanging out with boys. There can be 20 in a room. And I'll be the only woman. And I know all the signs. Now, finding Uthabo, he took him, he's not good, and he's everything Uthabo.
And ukhuliswe umama Uthabo, your opposite.
Uthabo, exactly. Uthabo can come for me. Uthabo can
sign
for me.
Yes.
Uthabo can do anything for me. But Uthabo, who graduated in a higher grade,
what's going on? You just met him.
No, I need you to keep the line.
Okay.
Well, how Thabo phone? How Thabo ignore calls? How Thabo walks? How Thabo 1, 2, 3? You understand?
Is this fact? Wait. Is this fact or is this what's going on in your mind?
It's a fact and what's going on in my mind. Because of that, so something with Thabo, you're on the first stage. So you're already checking the signs. Thabo will be talking about what he watched some way. On the program that we catch up on TV, and we say, no man, that's not true. This is what is yesterday. How Thabo, what did you watch it? Because me and you, we didn't watch it.
No.
Your mind. We have a natural.
So okay.
In all of this, unfortunately, we have learned. Some of us, we are. In that soldiers and we love it. We're loving it. The way things are corner system in the shop.
But there's a part you're not answering me, TK.
Okay.
Why?
What's the part?
Here's a fact. He ticks all your boxes, the things you want in a man. Why is this raising your guts? Why is this a red flag?
I don't know how to answer you.
Yeah. And you know, I like your honesty. You don't know. But it does, right? But it does raise it does raise red flags for you, right?
Yes.
And does it have anything to do with your past?
It does. When you close the door, you understand.
That is if you do get closure.
Yes.
Yeah.
But mind, I'm a wounded closure. It's not easy. I sit down with girls, we talk, they call, we WhatsApp, you listen, you advise, but still, what you asking me is still happening.
Good. Thank you, TK. You know the part I love about TK when she says, I don't know. So clearly it's something innate. Something, it has to do with the wiring. It's either your intuition is right or you are just paranoid based on your past experiences. And like, hence I asked you earlier on, what is a perfect guy? Resego.
Angoti.
What is a perfect guy for you?
Ha khona perfect guy, ha khona motho perfect mo botshelong.
Wena o perfect.
And no, I'm not perfect, but what I'm saying is Ronaldo like that said naturally ratanta. So you poke and poke and poke.
Why?
I don't know why. And also we also another thing, we also try to begezela. O begezela in. The reason women buy a baleana, o begezela nonsense, wa mo kirea motho. Question.
No, wait. Go back. Your begezela is a topic for another day. The poke, uh-huh. The poking part. Uh-huh. And if you understand that, le efa ke yo lula latla baraska go tlhareng ena ya. Efa. A bolala ke mong a le fatse. Still le lona le yalo. So
yes,
where is it an innate thing? Is it part of your software?
I mean, I guess we're testing water. I guess we're testing waters, so you know, Maria,
have you ever lost a good guy because of this very fact?
No, not really.
What do you mean, not really? Or have you ever met someone who was too good to be true?
I would say so, yeah.
And was he good to be true?
Well, it didn't go anywhere, so I didn't really get to explore much. Mari, what I'd say, kore, okay, le kalo kira, so how to hire and how to motor right to a poker because you sense of focus on the long dark hair. Start on a clean slate, and everything will run smoothly. Akona motor perfect, and akona too good to be true.
Are you able to start on a clean slate, Wena?
I am.
And your mind won't take you back to your past?
At some point it would, but just try. And yes.
Are you aware how many men you have changed, Wena?
I'm not sure.
Good. In other words, what I'm saying is, because you have a past, chances are you did.
Yes.
And I think that's a topic we should have next week.
All right, Uncle T.
Hopefully, The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday,
9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.